help you?
Yes, hi, this is Derek with Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinion towards public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Now, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Republican, okay. What are the chances you will vote November general election for president, Senate, Congress, or other office? Are you starting voting? Probably, chance of 50-50, or will not vote?
I will vote.
You will vote? Okay. Now, would you please tell me your age group?
61.
61, all right. In Florida, the media describes people as either black, African-American, Anglo, or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay. Generally speaking, do you feel that things in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Right now, in a better direction, yes.
In the right direction?
Right direction, yes.
All right. Now, thinking about the elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
Republican.
Definitely Republican. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you impressions of some people, organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion about them. If you don't recognize them, just say so, and I will go on. Now, the first one is Democrats in Congress.
I know who they are, yes.
Okay. Are you very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. And Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Kamala Harris?
very unfavorable.
Okay. Unfavorable. Ron DeSantis?
Unfavorable. Very favorable.
Favorable. All right. Thomas Shalafux?
Don't know who that is.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Okay. Darren Soto?
Favorable.
Favorable. Somewhat?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
Project 2025?
Don't know what is that all about. I've been researching, but no.
No, okay. And MAGA Republicans?
Very favorable.
Okay. Now, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as a president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman for the district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, Debbie Powell, the Democrat, which one do you vote for?
Rick Scott.
All right. And then the elections for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Shalafux, Republican, and Darren Soto, the Democrat candidate, which one would you vote for?
For the Republican.
Thomas? Okay. Now, as you may know, there will be an amendment to the Florida Constitution on the ballot, one constitution amendment titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by the patient's health care provider, this amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to be a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes or to support it or no to oppose it?
I'm going to have to research it. I don't know. Yes.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one will be Darren Soto. He's the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substance. Now, Soto has helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin for $35 for those on Medicare. so families don't have to choose between life savings medication and paying the bills. Now, SOTA will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. And the second one is Colonel Thomas. He's an experienced business owner that created military veterans who served over 30 years. Colonel Schultz will put American first by enforcing the law necessary for securing the border against out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibilities, cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from Parisian energy sources. Colonel Schultz will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Now, if the elections for United States Congress work today, the candidate will Thomas, the Republican, or Darren Soto, the Democrat candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
I'm going to go for the Republican.
Thomas? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which of the following issues do you think is most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? I'm going to read a list. Just let me know two. Tackling crime, improving public safety, securing our borders, entering the gun violence epidemic, making owning a home for affordables, protecting abortion rights, protecting Social Security and Medicare, improving I-4 traffic congestion in Central Florida, making health care affordable for working families, lowering inflation in the gas price, lowering grocery prices, promoting traditional values in school, or bringing down
the border and inflation. The border and inflation. Yeah, inflation. There are too many issues, huh?
Yeah, they're pretty much strong. That's what they say to focus on right now. So that'll be the inflation or securing our borders.
That's right.
Now, let me read some recent people give voting a candidate for a U.S. Congress, assuming that each of these is accurate. Please tell me how convincing reason you think it would be to vote for this candidate, or would it be a...
Okay. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
All right. So the first one is Soto has worked to keep our community safe for dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun law backed by sheriffs and has brought home $10 million for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history. Now hiring about 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entries. Now, very convincing reason, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No, I say that he has done some good work.
Okay.
I'm not very convinced, but I believe that they have done some good work. Yeah.
Somewhat, you'll be somewhat convincing?
Yeah.
All right. Now, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out pocket costs for seniors, and he's working to lower health care costs for everyone. Yeah, it's
okay.
Very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat, okay. Now, Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. You think that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Now, Thomas Schultz will put an end on the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. I think that's very convincing, somewhat convincing.
I'm very convincing.
Very convincing. Now, Thomas Schultz will support the Trump-backed American First policy that prioritizes American citizens as a veteran who served about 30 years. Schultz will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to help veterans' homelessness. I think that's very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Very, very convincing.
Okay. Now, Thomas is the fiscal conservative who will rein out out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
Very convincing.
Okay. Now, you heard a little bit more. Elections for United States Congress were held today. What candidate would you vote for? The Republican candidate, Darren Soto? No, Thomas, the Republican, or Darren Soto, the Democrat candidate? Which one do you vote for?
The Republican.
Thomas, all right. Now, let me read some statements about candidates running for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if it would cost you who have a serious doubt about voting for that candidate, or only some doubt, or would it have virtual no effect at all on your decision? Here goes the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increase that target our small businesses. Think that's serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
That is something negative for, as far as I'm concerned. Am I non-convinced or?
No effect.
No, they do have effect on me, but am I convinced that they were doing that or they're not doing that?
No, this is something like it's accurate, like, let me see, statements of candidates running for the U.S. Congress are assuming that each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if it would cause you to have a serious doubt about voting for that candidate or some
yeah.
doubt.
Serious doubt, yes.
All right. And Thomas Chalifox called for a complete overhaul of the existing health care system, that Affordable Care Act, which would roll back health care for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. Then that serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay. As the chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas voted to give himself a 3.8 pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for the Osceola families. Any that serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
No effect because I have no idea.
All right. And Darren Soto has supported failed immigration policies that have led millions of criminals across our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and can't trust him with another term in Congress.
No, don't trust him with another term in Congress, yes.
Serious doubt?
Yes, serious doubt.
Now, Thomas personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office. Serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
No effect. I never heard that one, so.
Okay. Now, the mega landlord, Thomas Chalifox, went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and he tied up the court pursuing a host of a small claim suit. You think that's a serious doubt, some doubt, or no effect?
No effect at this point.
All right.
I have to research that.
All right. Now, you heard a little bit more. The election for United States Congress were today, and the candidates were Thomas, the Republican, or Darren Soto, the Democrat candidate. Which one do you think would vote for?
I'm going to vote for Thomas.
Thomas. Now, what is your primary source for national and political news? Talk radios, El Nuevo Dia, Orlando Sentinel, your local newspaper, cable news network, or local
I use the Internet, Fox.
Fox, okay. Now, what Spanish language news source do you use regular basis? Internet, you said?
No, I do not. I use the internet, but I don't follow the Hispanic news.
Okay. Now, thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
I vote for him. He's going to vote again three times.
For who?
2016, 2020, and this 2024.
For who? Trump?
Trump, yes.
All right. Now, just a few last questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
I got a master's degree.
Master's, all right. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very. All right. As you know, the term Hispanic Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestors?
Well, I was born in Puerto Rico, so.
All right.
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. All right. When communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish, more Spanish than English, or even mixed or both?
No, we use English.
More mm-hmm. English than Spanish? Only English.
Just English.
All right, then. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a good evening.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.